Well, the chairman of the referendum commission, Professor Khalil, had a meeting with the chief editors of the newspapers in the Sudan today, and he did explain that the commission would have loved to have more time to do a better job. And they wrote to the presidency in the past, explaining those difficulties and leaving the matter to the presidency to decide whether it was okay to proceed this way or to give more time. So he didn't ask directly for more time, but he explained the difficulties the commission is facing right now.
So does that mean that without the extension, the referendum commission cannot necessarily organize a credible general referendum?
No, without extension, the commission will proceed ahead to organize and implement the referendum. We have just finished, we have just closed the registration today on the 8th, and we are moving to the other stages of objections and going to courts and so on, and then publish after that the final registry and have the vote on the 9th of January. So we are proceeding ahead even if there will be no extension.
Well, George, what will the extension do for you? And wouldn't it be against the Referendum Act?
Well, the extension, we had extended the period for registration for a week. That was last week, okay? We have just reduced the time frame for all the activities leading to the 9th of January. And we are ready to go that way until the 9th of January and have the referendum go on for polling.
Well, some have petitioned the Constitutional Court to have the referendum commission dissolved because they said the referendum commission has failed to abide by the stipulations of the Referendum Act, and extending the period for an additional 3 weeks will infringe upon that and you will give them more ammunition. What do you say to that?
Well, what we know, it is not the NCP that has petitioned the Constitutional Court. It is some other group. If the NCP is behind that, that's what we don't know. But the NCP has not done that in its name directly. We have not yet been notified by the Constitutional Court about this kind of cases having been raised against the commission. We will respond at the time when the commission is officially notified by the court.
But if some southern Sudanese have petitioned the court and these are in the public domain, is it of concern?
Yes, well, there are people, if I have heard you correctly, there are people who have filed petitions to the court, okay, and they have talked on the national television that they have filed cases to the court against the commission, okay, alleging that the commission has violated the law and the constitution. And as I'm telling you, well, we will respond to that in an official and in a legal way if the court officially notifies us that there are such cases against the commission.
Is the commission concerned that the same people who the referendum is for are not pleased with the work of the commission so far, claiming that the commission violated all these rules? Is the commission concerned about these accusations?
Of course, we would be concerned about anything being said about the work of the commission. But the people you are saying are raising these questions do not represent the people for which the referendum is being run. They are individuals who feel that something has gone wrong. And the commission is saying that we also would respond to that in an organized, official, and legal manner.
Benjamin, what is the commission's message to southern Sudanese ahead of the referendum, especially when the chairman, Professor Khalil, has asked for an extension from the presidency?
I'm saying that it shouldn't be taken that Professor Khalil has asked for an extension. He did say they as a commission, collectively, the members of the commission, wrote to the presidency explaining the difficulties and the circumstances surrounding the implementation of the referendum, and they left it to the presidency to decide what to do.
Okay, so in this case, what would be the commission's message to Southern Sudanese?
Well, Southern Sudanese is ahead that we of the are referendum. Proceeding ahead with the work, and our timetable has been laid down, and we are heading for the 9th of January as the day for polling.